This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
As Americans pay more than $4 a gallon of gasoline and watch energy prices continue to climb higher and higher, and the impact which that is having upon the American family, the American business, seeing all of the other intricacies of that, that the cost of food increases because of the cost of the increase in energy, we need to be doing more to develop our own energy here at home through resources such as oil shale. Instead, I find it ironic that we're asking countries halfway around the world to produce more for us. In the long run, the solution is to reduce demand for oil by promoting alternative energy technologies, but that is years away from becoming a reality. And in the short run, the American economy will continue to rely on oil. That means in order to provide for the needs of the country, we need to increase supply, especially here at home, which will in turn also reduce the pressure on prices. Much of the oil consumed in America comes from abroad. Some of that energy comes from unstable regions and unfriendly regimes. This makes us more vulnerable to supply shocks and price spikes beyond our control, and that puts both our economy and our security at risk. Public lands have a significant role to play in meeting our domestic energy needs securely and affordably. Oil shale, a fine-grained sedimentary rock containing organic matter from which oil may be produced, is one such domestic energy resource with tremendous potential for advancing efforts to provide Americans with secure, reliable, affordable energy sources. According to the United States Geological Survey, the U.S. holds more than half of the world's oil shale resources. In fact, the largest known deposits of oil shale in the world are located in a 16,000 square mile area in the Green River Formation in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. This area is estimated to contain as much as 800 billion barrels of oil, 72% of which is located on federal lands. To put this in contrast, this region contains an amount of oil that is almost three times the proven reserves of either Saudi Arabia or Iran. For many years, the high cost of extracting oil from shale exceeded the benefit. But today, the calculus is changing. Companies are investing in technology to make oil shale production more affordable and efficient. And while the cost of extracting oil from shale is still more than the cost of traditional production, it is also less than the current market price of oil. This makes oil shale a highly promising resource. In remarks last month calling on Congress to expand domestic energy production, President Bush noted the extraordinary potential of oil shale resources on public lands in the West. He urged Congress not to stand in the way of development of these resources. To that end, the Bureau of Land Management is publishing regulations today to establish an oil shale commercial leasing program that could result in the addition of up to 800 billion barrels of recoverable oil from public lands in the western United States, enough to meet U.S. demand for oil at current levels for 110 years. The regulations provide the critical rules of the road upon which private investors will rely in determining whether to make future financial commitments to prospective oil shale projects. Because this is a new avenue of energy exploration, any delay may discourage private investment in research and development. These regulations are a thoughtful, phased approach to leasing of oil shale development rights on public lands in the West. Before any oil shale leases are issued, site-specific National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, analysis would be completed on the proposed development. Once a lease is issued, the lessee will also have to obtain all required permits before any operations can begin. Unfortunately, Congress last year placed a prohibition on the development of final regulations and ultimately on the development of this great potential resource for the American people. We hope that we'll be able to persuade the Congress not to continue the prohibition and that the final regulation can quickly be finalized so the benefits to the American people of this vast reserve of oil can be unleashed. I turn now to Steve Allred, the Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, for his comments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The proposed regulations that we've released today for public comment incorporate provisions of the Energy Policy Act and the Mineral Leasing Act as they relate to the maximum oil shale lease size, maximum acreage limitations, rental rates, and the diligence required for perfection of leases. The regulations also address provisions of the Energy Policy Act that establish work requirements and milestones to ensure diligent development of those leases. Standard components of the BLM lease program, including lease administration and operations, are also included in those regulations. In August of 2006, BLM published an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, requesting public comments on key components of the regulations, including royalty rates that would be levied on any lease issued and requirements for the minimum amount of oil to be produced in order to maintain leases. Through this process, the BLM is now asking for public comment on the results of all those previous discussions, and specifically with regard to proposed royalty alternatives.